Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. Our show tonight is Women in Politics, The Race Continues, and if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7543. We have some fabulous women on the line with us tonight from New Jersey. We have Team Garrison, and I'm going to open the phone lines and get my ladies on the line so that I can see who I have with me. And Team Garrison is out of Hillside, New Jersey. These ladies are rocking and rolling there, and they have so much to talk about, and we don't have a lot of time. We only have 30 minutes tonight, but I want to open the mics and get them on the air. Okay. My sister, are you there? Lalisa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hold on one more second. Hello. Are you on the line?
Yes, we are here. I'm here.
Okay. 973, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
And area code 862, are you on the line? Area code 862. Are you there?
Okay, maybe, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so just for those who are a part of Team Garrison, if you're tuned in, if this is Angela and or Marjorie, definitely, I think I heard Marjorie's voice, I think, make sure you hit your number one key, and that will or if you have your phone on mute. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that in. Hi, how are you, Francine?
I am fantastic. How are you, my sister?
Oh, we are wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Great, great, great. I am so excited to have you ladies on the line tonight. We have a lot to talk about, women in politics. The race continues. So my sister, Lalisa Williams, I want you to introduce your group. Tell us what you guys are doing there in Hillside, New Jersey, and just let everybody know how the race is going and what's going on there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, first of all, Francine. Thank you. I love your show, Issue Concerning Women. I thank you for bringing us on. This is a very, very important time to talk about women in politics. As you well know, we've been to several events where Dr. Grant has shared with us that this is the century of the woman. So this awesome team of women that I have teamed up with, and I just want to definitely make sure they are on the line. Angela Garrison is running for mayor in the city, in our township of Hillside. Angela, are you on? Okay, so if you, she would probably have a 908 number, Francine, if you see a 908
okay.
number on your phone line, probably 908, possibly, I'm not sure, 862 or not. That could also be a number from in this area, but 908, yeah, so wonderful. Marjorie, are you with us?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, hello, my teammate, my sister, my gosh. So great. So what we're doing, we are women and we're in politics, and so we're in the political arena, and we are looking forward to serving the town that we all three live in, the town of Hillside. And we actually had one more running mate that was in the first portion with us, but he is still very much a team member, but we weren't able to get him on for tonight, but hopefully at some time in the future. And he can also share, you know, his experiences as well, and that's Mr. Willard Evans. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to him, and as he probably will go back and listen to this archive. But first of all, first and foremost, this has been an exciting, exciting time. It's been an interesting campaign. It's definitely an uphill battle. We are in a runoff. So we had the basic election was November 5th, and we're thankful that we were able to emerge as leaders to move on to the next round. So now we're in a runoff, and that's because there were no candidate got 50% plus one of their votes. So our mayor is in a runoff. The person running for mayor, that's Angela Garrison. She's already council member at large, and then you have myself and Marjorie also running for council member seats, and we're part of the runoff as well. So we're very happy and excited that we were able to make it to the second round. And that will be held on December 3rd. But being in politics, I know I'll let them speak for themselves, and I'll try to text Angela just to make sure. But she may have gotten caught up in a meeting because she is currently a councilwoman. And not only that, but, you know, leading our team, there's a lot of behind the scenes that is almost unimaginable, the behind the scenes. So I definitely give my shout out to all those people who are in politics, all the elected officials, because, you know, they really do great work. But I would just like to let Marjorie basically, you know, give the mic to her and let her kind of share what the experience has been like for her and about how this race is continuing.
Hello, this is Marjorie Hargrave Wright. I am currently a resident, lifetime resident of Hillside, and I am running for council member at large. I previously ran for district leader in my area, and I lost by 5 votes. But I decided to run for council because I've been attending the meetings for several years, and I didn't like the direction that the township was going in. And being that I'm a lifelong member, I have a love for Hillside. I'm an alumni from the high school. When I graduated from college, I came back home and bought a home, and I have a love for the township. So I decided to put my hat in the race to try to take Hillside into a much better direction than the direction we're headed in now.
Fantastic. Ladies, I know that this race has been exciting because I've watched from Virginia. So anybody that's just tuning in, we are speaking tonight with the Garrison team from Hillside, New Jersey. These are the ladies that are running for this race, and they are excited about it. I've watched Melissa Williams, and she's a very good friend of mine. I've watched her go out and campaign, as well as the other ladies. And if you just tuned in, we have Melissa Williams on the line, Marjorie Hargrove, and we're waiting for Angela Garrison. So it's the Garrison team that we are talking to tonight. So if you have any questions and you want to call in and ask them questions about their district or what their platform is, please do so by calling 1-347-826-7543. So I'm excited, Melissa. And can you tell us what it has been like getting out into the neighborhood and talking to the residents, and one of the challenges that you've come up against, can you just elaborate on that just a little bit? Or if you didn't have any challenges, maybe I should put it that way.
Okay, well, it's been a whirlwind because I only got into the race somewhere in the middle of August, right before you all came up when we did the women's conference down in Newark. It has been an experience that I will absolutely never forget. But what I've learned the most is that, you know, people really do depend on city government. People depend on their council people and people in the town. You know, it's all about them. They want to know when our street's going to be paved or when there's going to be a speed bump put down, when will a utility pole be fixed. I mean, a lot of people are concerned about various natural disasters, be it storm, be it hurricane, be it earthquake even. And people want to know about how we're going to take care of our senior citizens. Seniors want to know, you know, seniors, you know, a lot of times they don't always get noticed, but that's a big, big, big ordeal because, you know, a lot of seniors, you know, going back 30, 40 years ago, they were living, they built their homes, they, you know, had good jobs, they paid their mortgages, and some of them, now, because in a lot of places, you know, taxes are rising so high, and it's made it, you know, kind of hard for them. Not like in generations past, older people were always able to do good, even in their retirement, in their senior life, and so that has really changed. So, but these individuals, they look to their council people when there's a problem, when there's a fire, when there's a police situation, just quality of life issues. I mean, that's who they turn to, is the people, the town council and your mayor. And so they look for these individuals to help because, again, people are busy trying to go to work, raising their families, or retiring and growing old and just trying to have a nice life. So it's been such an eye-opener just to learn how to make all that work. But I want to let Marjorie jump in, and Evangela is on the line. Certainly I would like to acknowledge her. We love her. She's an awesome woman. She's doing a fantastic job. I mean, you know, I'll be the first to admit, it is not easy running for anything. So certainly not a mayor of a town. So anyway, but Marjorie, go ahead and share what what you've experienced.
My experience has been very similar. It's been a more of a roller coaster ride. You have your good days, your really good days, where people are very positive, and then you have your not-so-good days where people, they have legitimate issues and concerns, like what Lisa said, with the streets. The hillside is 2.7 miles square, and we border larger cities. One of the cities that we border is Newark, New Jersey, Irvington, New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and those are fairly larger cities. And so one of the concerns is the quality of life in Hillside is not what it used to be, and crime is coming into the area. And so that has been a major concern also for a lot of the residents. And like Lisa said, they look to the council and the mayor to resolve these issues. And so during the campaign trail, like I said, you have your good days where people are very positive and very hopeful and glad that there are new people out there. Our campaign is similar to Barack Obama's, where he is not beholden to anyone. We are basically running a grassroots campaign where we have volunteers who are assisting us to run this campaign. So people are very hopeful that this team is the team that can take Hillside into a new direction. But then you have the other side where they're really tired of politics as usual, and that's been one of the reasons why Hillside is not going in the direction it's going in. It's because of the negative politics, and a lot of times you have politics carries a negative connotation to it. And so we're out there and we're working hard, and all of us are running for the right reasons. We have a heart for the people. We're ready to serve, and so that's the message that we are trying to relay when we are out there campaigning.
Okay, fantastic. Marjorie, I have a question. I know Lalisa started her campaign in August. Now, did you start in August as well, or were you already on the campaign trail?
Well, I was already on the campaign trail. I had planned on running for council right after I ran for the district leader position. That election was in June, and so right after that election, I started to begin to plan for my council run. So I've been actually campaigning since April, but I've been campaigning for the council race since June.
Okay, that is awesome. Now we have a caller on the line, 826. Are you there? Okay, it may just be someone who's just listening to the program, and that's fine. We want to thank you all that are listening to the program tonight. I have on the line with me the Garrison team from Hillside, New Jersey. These ladies are running for office. The race continues. I have Alisa Williams and Marjorie Hargrave. Is it Hargrave, Marjorie, or Hargrove?
Hargrave.
Hargrave. Okay, I didn't want to put your name out there wrong, you know, because I can mess a name up. You can ask Alisa. But I just want to make sure that we have the right names and that people know who you are. Alisa, could you please tell everybody how to get in touch with your team? And I know that you're still looking for volunteers and people to help you to hit the pavement. How can they get in touch with you, and where is your headquarters, and how can they help? How can the community help you guys have victory in December?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And, I extend my thank you to from Angela Garrison. I know that she was caught up in some meetings earlier. It's a tremendous amount of work for a town such as Hillside, because we are situated between and close to so many major areas here in the New Jersey, New York area. But definitely we have a couple of ways, quick and easy. Number one, can go to our website, which is the www.garrison, that's garrison4formayor.com. Go to that website. On there, you can learn a little bit more about each of us, of the candidates. You can also find out about upcoming events. You can also make donations. We are always, one of the things I learned about campaigns, there's a cost associated to it, because just to get the word out about what you want to do for the community can't get help if they don't know where the help is. And to get the word out, just even to text or to tweet or to Facebook, is a big help. Definitely they can go to the website. That's the best way. That's www.garrison4mayor.com. But we're all on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So they can go there and find Marjorie Hargrave on Facebook. She has a Facebook page. She has a council Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. Angela has a Facebook page and mayor page. You can just go to Google and type in, Angela for mayor or Marjorie for council member, Lalisa for council member. Also, our phone number, that's the best way to get in touch with our headquarters. So they can simply dial area code 908-926-3000, and I just want to make sure. Now, I just want to make sure I get the absolute right number.
That's the number to our clerk's office.
Oh, sorry. Okay, don't call our clerk. What you call us?
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's 908. I have 908-686-2000. So 908-686-2000. Now, we have another election coming up, which is December 3rd. That is the runoff election. So I certainly want to publicly and openly congratulate my running mate, Marjorie Hargrave. God bless you, and much success to you in these next couple of weeks, and also to Angela Garrison. And I wouldn't be, I wouldn't feel slighted at all if she was at home getting some rest, as well as Marjorie as well, because I was on a TV show earlier with the Village Drum down in the city of Newark, and he asked me, what is a typical day like for you? And when I told him what it was like, he was like, well, how many hours you put in. So it's really like a 24-hour job almost because, you know, when people in the town, and even when we're running, because people in the town, when you are touchable, approachable, accessible, people are going to contact you. So it's been real. It's been great, and that's the best way to get in touch with us is from the website. We do have a fundraiser coming up that we would love for people to donate to. That's our myself and Marjorie are heading up. That's our campaign breakfast, which is going to happen on November 24th at Applebee's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can contact either one of us on the internet. You can go to our website. There's an event page on Facebook. If you click on or inbox me or inbox Marjorie or inbox Angela, you can get the information. And the tickets are only $15, but it would mean so much if we could get, you know, 100 people to just make that donation. It would really, really, really help our campaign a lot. And, again, we can't help our constituents and we can't help people in the town if we can't get in. So a lot of people in the town, and Marjorie knows this, Angela knows, when we were out campaigning, people were coming out really in record numbers. Angela had the highest votes of all the people that she's running against. And so this means people really want our help, but we can't help them if we're not in office. And Angela needs a team that is willing to back her up, a team that's willing to support her and not try to thwart efforts and projects and things that we all know, because me and Marjorie grew up here. She graduated the high school here in Hillside. Her son attends this high school right as we speak. Her son was raised in these schools. Angela went to school here. I moved here on purpose 21 years ago. So we know we are in touch with what residents need, and again, we can't give it to them if we're not elected. We can't get elected if we, you know, don't do the things that every elected official in this country and around the world has to do. Fundraising. You cannot win a campaign without it. It's not possible. So we are really, really asking people, and I'm so glad that you, Francie, even though you're in, you know, Virginia, you may feel like, wow, I couldn't do anything to help, you know, LaLisa and her team and the people she's with. But you have done a lot by allowing us to come on your radio show, Issues Concerning Women, and let people know that we still need their help. We do need funds. And so we're not going to play around with that like, oh, well, if you do. No, we need, this is what we need. This is what every campaign person needs. So we love you, and even though Marjorie and Angela, they have not met you yet, but from the day that I met you, Francine, you are a real woman, down to earth. You could be mayor, congresswoman, or anything else you want in that area where you're at, because you help people too, just like us. So I really appreciate you. You'll never know how much.
Oh, thank you, my sister. You're such a sweetheart, and I know that your community really appreciate what you ladies are doing. We, and as you probably know, in Virginia, we have so many battles and uphill battles that we have to climb as women, and our rights are always being infringed upon by those who think they know what's best for us. Marjorie, I wanted to ask you, how do you think you can get the people back to the polls on December the 3rd? We know that it is hard to get them on a regular election day, but are there any words of encouragement that you can speak to your community to make sure that they come back and support the Garrison team?
Well, yes. There, one of the current sitting councilwomen has made a flyer that that gives all of the information for the runoff election, the date, and all of the people who will be running on that day. And so we've been circulating those flyers throughout the community, and as we're circulating them, we're actually talking to people and letting them know that there is an election coming up. Please save the date. We need you to come back out. And if you can't come back out, we can arrange for you to receive a mail-in ballot. So you can mail your vote in so that your vote can still be counted. So we're trying to keep everyone excited. We're trying to keep them engaged. And this is a very important election because a lot of people are not happy with our current administration, and so they're looking for change. They want change, and so we just have to continue to keep them engaged.
Okay, fantastic. I have another call on the line, so let me see if I can open that mic up and see who we have holding. 908, are you there?
Oh, this is Angela Garrison, the mayoral candidate.
All right. Well, please, we have Ms. Garrison.
Finally.
Hi. This is awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and join us on the show. Your team has been giving out some fantastic information, and you'll be able to go back and hear the entire broadcast after the show. But we thank you so much, Ms. Angela Garrison, for coming on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. So I just want you to jump right in and just let everybody know how you're doing, how things are going. Our topic tonight is women in politics, the race continues. So, Ms. Garrison, have at it.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Are you there, Ms. Garrison?
Oh, my. Hello?
Hello? Ms. Angela?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Melissa, are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Angela. Angela, we can hear you.
Okay, perfect. How are you all this evening?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. I think this is such an amazing topic, women in politics. It's a topic that's very close and dear to my heart. I've been elected for several years, for about 9 years now, and when I really started thinking about running for mayor, I knew that we need really qualified women who not only just are involved in our community, but also understand the importance of making sure that we really have vision and plan and direction so that we can move our community forward. So I was so pleased when I was able to have such amazing dynamic women, as you can see on the phone tonight, Ms. Lalisa Williams and Marjorie Hargrave Wright, to really say that they want to become of the next leadership in Hillside. We know it's the old boys club. So it's wonderful when women are able to step up and be supportive of each other so that we can be the direction in Hillside.
Fantastic. I am just so excited that you ladies are staying positive, that your energy is high, and I can tell by your voices how excited you are. And Ms. Angela, would you please tell everybody how you're doing and how do you think you will fare in December? I know that we don't have a crystal ball and we can't see the future, but just encourage your community to come out and support you. But just, you know, give us we got 2 more minutes, so just tell us how you're really feeling about the campaign and what can the community do to help you.
Well, I just want to say, number one, that the community has been our inspiration and has provided the space. This has been a truly faith-based campaign. We would not be where we are today if we did not come together and put our faith first. I think that, again, when we talk to the community, we really represent the community. We're real people. We have real issues, and we have a real energy of what we believe can be the next direction for Hillside. So I encourage everyone to come out on December 3rd, on that Tuesday, to come out to select the next leader, because we don't want to go backwards. We like to say that Hillside can go many different directions, but to go forward, you need forward-thinking people. You need people who are ready to lead and people who are not afraid to lead. And we are the ones who stepped up and we said that no matter whether it's a challenge in our community or if there's something that's a celebration, we want to be on the front line. We have truly demonstrated that we believe in Hillside and want to bring pride back. So on December 3rd, we would like you to join with us and be a part of the change that we would all like to see in Hillside.
Fantastic. Well, ladies, our time is almost up. We have about 50 seconds, so I'm going to let Lalisa close it out. Ms. Garrison, thank you so very, very much for coming on the show tonight. And if time permits, maybe you ladies can come back before the actual event takes place. I wish you all well. My sister Marjorie Hargrave, I look forward to meeting you. And Sister Lalisa, just close it out. Tell them how they can get in touch with you guys. And thank you so much for coming on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show.
Okay, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the show. Don't forget, come out and vote December the 3rd. Get in touch with us. You have our website, GarretsonForMayor.com. Also, the phone number, 908-686-2000. Please make a donation. We need your donations. No donation is too small. We support our upcoming breakfast, pancake breakfast, on November the 24th from 8 to 10 at Applebee's and Union. Contact our office. We will get you a ticket. Contact us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We are on all those sites. Reach out to us. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. Other women, Angela is an awesome, awesome, awesome leader. I thank God for her. Marjorie, top of the line. These women are dynamite. You haven't seen nothing yet. And Francine, you are my girl forever. God bless you. Love each and every last one of you. And everyone, have an awesome, if I don't talk to you before Thanksgiving, have an awesome, awesome time with your family.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just had the pleasure of listening to Angela Garrison for mayor of Hillside, New Jersey, Lalisa Williams for councilwoman, and Marjorie Hargrave for councilwoman. Please go out and support them and go to their Facebook pages. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We'll be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everyone have a safe week. God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
I don't know.